We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Higher.
She's listening. Don't say the other part.
Skirts get a little bit shorter. Football Friday. Vodka Red Bull Friday.
I get a little swole.
Ask B. Mitch when you get home Friday. I'm not even messing around. Crank is on the line.
Crank!
Crank, ask B. Mitch anything.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, brother? Man?
Hey, look, I'm enjoying the show. Hey, look, B. Mitch, I got a question for you. So, look, it's going to be a two-part question, then a final answer. So, who's the better DB? The better corner, Ty Law versus Charles Woodson.
Woods.
Ty Law is a man.
Ty Law is really good.
I think I would have to go with Ty Law as far as the corner go.
All right, and then I'm gonna go Chad Bailey, and I'm talking about on their A game.
You got Ty Law over Charles Woodson?
Yeah. As far as the corner, Woodson did all kind of other stuff that made him look better. Go ahead.
And what about Champ Bailey versus, I'm talking about on their prime, in their prime, like just on top of their game, Champ Bailey versus Darrell Revis.
Champ.
In the prime, in Darrell Revis in his actual prime was the best out there.
There was a two or three-year stretch where Revis was the dude.
Champ
had a better career.
But you look at the overall career, he said in the actual prime, not the overall career, so you gotta specify a little area right there, Mr. Finley. And he say, ask B. Mitch. He ain't say, ask Finley nothing. Shut the hell up.
I've never been scared to run my mouth.
I think Champ is the better corner because he was healthy all the time overall. I would say Revis has some moments, but I would go with Champ. Like that guy that B. Mitch Jr. just said.
Okay, so now.
Thanks for the call, Craig. So now, you got one more?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
one more. So,
all right, go ahead.
So who's the better between Champ and Ty?
Champ and Ty? I'm going to stick with Champ because I look at the career.
You stick with Champ?
Yeah.
My man.
That's my little bro right there, too.
Yeah, I know.
I think his mom is number one when it comes to naming her kids. One name was Champ, one name was Boss.
Yeah, his Boss baby. Yeah.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, brother.
If you had to name me and Cody, who would you name Champ and who would you name Boss?
I name you Boss because that's the way you act. You think you're a boss. But I'm going to name Cody the champ.
Our guy,
he looks like a champ.
He does look like a champ. Cody is, Jesus. Toothpick is on the line. I love Toothpick. Toothpick, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Pick, what's up, brother?
What's up? Hey, what's good, man? I haven't talked to y'all in quite a while. I've been real busy at work, you know, making moves and things like
man,
that.
Man, stop trying to act like you're busy. You're not busy. You know that.
Man, I am. See, your phone ringing in the background.
You got a lot going on, Toothpick.
You have, dude.
Yeah, Toothpick, what are you doing? You running a call center? You running a data center? Do people call you when their computer crashes? What the hell's going on back there?
I work at the driver's license office, man. So I'm a supervisor here. So, you know, employees and all that stuff like that. You know, I'm not even nothing like that. I'm just the average man working.
All right.
So, appreciate you.
So, you know, I actually called to say congratulations to B. Mitch for your nomination.
Appreciate you.
And I called to give my prediction for the score. But since it's Ask B. Mitch anything, when can I get you on my podcast since I'm going to ask a question and I need an answer?
Thank you, Toothpick.
Toothpick, you're going to have to – Cody, Toothpick's my guy. Get his number. I'm going to call him.
All right. We got – listen, if you're still making predictions, that's cool, too.
Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
you want to do.
Yeah, predict, too. Yeah.
Predictions.
I don't want to talk all day.
My guy Marcus is in College Park, and he has a tough prediction. What up, Marcus?
It's a delightful day out, and it's raising the optimism of the Washington football team fans. But I just don't see where the points come from for Washington to beat Buffalo. I mean, who's going to cover Stephon Diggs in this game? How is Washington going to get off the field on third down? I just see Buffalo basically winning by as much as they want with something like maybe 31-20. Now, I do have a question for B. Mitch.
What's that?
Could you please comment on Devin Hester's nomination to the Hall of Fame, and would you compare your career to him and why you're not being nominated for the Hall of Fame?
He is nominated for the Hall of Fame.
I am nominated.
Oh, well, God bless America. Fairness.
Thank you, Marcus. What? Appreciate
it seems like it just seems like they're ushering Devin Hester in
I think the Chicago Bears pushes Devin Hester very often, which I think Washington need to do if they want to see their guys go in. They push him. A lot of fans that now are social media people, they saw his career more than they saw mine. I will never, ever say nothing negative about Devin Hester. I think that's a lot of time people want you to compare all the time. As I used it before, Barry Sanders and Jerome Bettis are two totally different running backs, right? And they're in the Hall of Fame, both of them. Devin Hester has success his way. I had success my way. If you and I would say this, people didn't want to punt the ball to me, just like they didn't want to punt it to him. I ran through you down the middle of the field. He was a guy that could dance around and because he was faster and he would run up and down the sidelines. I brought it to you, you know. So having success is not one way. So to make it, if you got to say either or, I think that makes no sense.
I think two things. I think the Washington football team, and maybe it's changing of late, but for far too long, they should have been pushing incredibly hard your candidacy and Joe Jacoby's candidacy. Yeah. Both of you belong in the Hall of Fame. Neither of you are. The team should be pushing that every damn day. They didn't. Maybe that'll change, mm-hmm. but it did not occur for over 20 years now.
I'm just saying.
Number two, Devin Hester will go in, and that helps you because it shows that a return man can get in, and then at some point, all of these voters are going to look around and be like, wait, we got a return man in, but the guy that has the number two most all-purpose yards that did this at an elite level for 14 seasons that has a Super Bowl ring isn't in? Let's right this wrong. That's what I think will happen.
Well, I hope I'm still breathing when it happens.
All right. Here's one. This is for Parlay Loser on Twitter. Question for both of us.
Yes.
Me and the fellas are driving across the Virginia line after work to place our weekend bets. When we come back and hit National Harbor, where should we stop for a drink?
I think anywhere in the harbor will work.
Incorrect.
Well, who?
Have you looked outside? Today's weather is Scarlett Johansson. Today's weather is Rihanna. Today's weather is absolutely beautiful.
They have a lot of outdoor places in the harbor.
Yeah, but you go to you go to MGM. You sit outside at Tapped. You sit outside at Diablo's. Have a cocktail.
Okay, well, so you tell them don't go to the harbor, go to MGM.
Correct.
Okay, but they asked about the harbor.
It's in the harbor.
No.
It's at the harbor.
It's not considered the same.
It's MGM National Harbor.
Okay. I know that's the name of it, but we're talking about over there by the water.
Phone lines are packed.
But I would say go to the MGM. Yeah.
Let's go to Russ in Charlestown. Russ, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, fellas, I got a couple questions. But, JP, how about that old hip thruster guy yesterday? Now, does he do it like Dak Prescott does in warm-ups on that hip?
No.
It's more like
Dak takes the jump and the hip. He just hip thrusts right on his face.
Remember when Antonio Brown scored that touchdown at FedEx Field on fourth down and he broke out the big boy twerk? It was basically Cody Betts was firmly inside of the twerk impact zone.
Whoa, Lord! And B. Mitch, real quick, man, when y'all went to Minnesota for the Super Bowl, and there was a group of players from Washington and Buffalo that got to go over to see Prince at his estate. Were you one of those guys? I don't know if it's true or not. And then on the way back flying after you won the Super Bowl in the Dallas, I heard they hit the runway and had to go back up and hit it again. I bet you Jack Ken Cook was sweat. Everybody was. I just want to know if that was true or not. Enjoy your beverages.
Yeah, the double take, yes. I think some guys did go over to the thing, but I hung out with him at the Glam Slam. That was his own club.
I can only imagine.
But that little dude got a deep voice, man.
Let me ask you something. Deep voice. Did it move when you met Prince?
Did what move?
It.
No.
They say he's beautiful.
Okay. Well, let's just say this.
If there's one man.
It may be people that are, but for me, I don't move when I see no man. I tell you, like I said, when I met Muhammad Ali, you know, I was impressed. When I met Michael Jordan, I was impressed.
Turn
but I
up,
damn
Michael.
Sure didn't move. Now when I see Mike, I just talk trash to him like he does me.
Uh-oh.
To turn me on.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn him on.
I got Landfill.
Oh, one of these days we're going to get video of Landfill dancing.
Landfill be getting it in, man. They got two tables for old boy to break now.
We're going to need to talk to Grant. Maybe at 1:30 we grab Grant for an update on what the hell's going on over there. Let's go to Ben in Rockville. Ben, ask B. Mitch anything. Particularly ask him erotic questions about Prince.
I have a really important question for me for B. Mitch. When is he going to allow Landfill to do a bit on recommending those of us that love fast food on the show? Because I think this is might be really important. A lot of us like fast food. I'm just curious.
I don't control that.
It might be a great story.
I don't control that.
Listen, we're all for it.
But
Landfill, do you want to do that, Landfill?
We talk about fast food every week. We always get something. But if you want a bit with it, Landfill can do it whenever he wants.
I will offer some recommendations at some point next week at a time to be determined.
Perfect. Thank you, Landfill.
Hey,
thank you, Ben.
Hey, I mean, I wasn't holding it back. Hey, I just looked at my damn, account? My Venmo. I've sent a lot of damn, I think I've put over $2,000 on fast food over these last how many months.
Yeah, I have a question for B-Mitch. Hey, B-Mitch, when is Landfill going to pay for one of these lunches that you and I always pay for? Landfill loves the bit of, hey, what are we doing for lunch? And then somehow we get the bill.
I bought the Aunt Pizza that time that we had it.
That time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was like a couple weeks ago.
All right.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You. Thank you for the Aunt Pizza that time.
Merci.
Good question here from Will Ferguson for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Just curious if B. Mitch has ever dressed up as a Ninja Turtle for Halloween, and if so, which one?
I never dressed up as a Ninja Turtle, but I played with a guy that we used to call him the Ninja Turtle.
Who's that?
Ernest Biner, because every time he got, like, he'd about to get to a fight in practice, he always dropped down into his, like, karate stance, so we called him Ninja Turtle.
When's the last time you dressed up for Halloween?
Oh, man, I had to be, like, 10, 12?
What was it? Do you remember?
No, dog.
Like, what about with your daughters when they were little? Did they ever ask you to dress up?
No. Well, no, I was. Last time I dressed up, it was a Halloween thing, and I dressed up like a 70s.
Pimp? Is that the word you're looking for?
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. White
and
Folks?
I think I got the stuff for you here.
Let's see that picture.
I'll pull that one.
Now you're talking.
I'll pull that one up. Yeah, so I had a wig with some bad teeth, and had like a gold, and my teeth were kind of yellow, so they were gold, too.
Should we have a Halloween party for the radio show? We'll all dress up?
I'm not going to guarantee that.
Okay, we'll circle back to that.
We'll circle back to
Dylan
that.
Dylan McGrady on Twitter asks, who's the biggest trash talker you ever played with? Not against, but played with.
Reggie Branch? Hands down. He talked about everybody in your family. Mama, grandmama, sister, daughter, don't make no difference. And he started off in the beginning. And he talked to people that you're blocking and people that's blocking you. He talked trash to everybody they could think about.
There you have it.
And he started it in pregame. Didn't wait till the game started. It was in pregame.
Let's go to our guy Los.
He said some things to people about what he was gonna do to their people. I even got mad at him.
Wow. Let's go to our guy, Carlos. Carlos, what's up, buddy? Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Hey, beautiful day out. I think the over-under, by the way, on Sunday should be which quarter our quarterback gets injured, but that's another story.
I just ranted on this. I'm putting you on hold. I'm tired of this. So the conversation around Taylor Heinicke is always as long as he can stay healthy.
But that's
every
true, though,
quarterback
JP.
In the NFL.
Yeah, but you got to realize, though, JP, those other quarterbacks have played years without being hurt. And but, I think you can't get mad at people for talking about what has happened, because we all just, when he started last week and played, and then that's the first time he started the game and not get hurt. Am I right?
Here's all I'll say to that. If the sample is too small to believe what we've seen and we need to see more, then the sample is too small to determine that he gets hurt all the time.
If he started three times before, or two times or three times before here, and he got hurt every time, that sample size shows that he got hurt every time.
Here's my thing. If we have to caveat it every time, when does the statute of limitations expire on the caveat?
It stops when he starts playing 4 or 5 weeks in a row and don't get hurt. That's when it stops.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man. We do the same thing with everybody else. You and I talked about Christian McCaffrey earlier. Christian McCaffrey, as good as he is, he seems to be an injury-prone type guy. We discussed it. Why not Taylor Heinicke? We got to give the – if we're going to discuss other people like we do, we discuss the Washington football team players the same way. We can't get mad when people say it about them. I mean, it's the truth. He has started 3 times prior to starting just last week, and he was hurt in all 3 of those games. Am I right? That's 75% of the time. I would have to say that the guy gets hurt a lot.
We'll see. Yeah. All right, Carlos, what's your question?
Well, the question to B. Mitch, and B. Mitch, this is why I love you. That was a great answer. But the question to B. Mitch was, what's the worst argument or the most fiery argument you ever heard in a huddle?
Oh, Lord. About people being open is about it, you know? And
does every receiver ever think they're always open?
It's about that. And that argument went all the way from the huddle to the sideline. And then I saw a certain player arguing with Coach Gibbs, and I was like, I love this dude, but he's crazy as hell. And fieriest dude I ever played with is Mr. G. Clark.
Really?
G is telling you, man, I'm wide am. I'm open. Throw me the damn ball. And everybody else is like, I'm open too. No, I don't want to hear that. Throw me the ball. And then he gets to the end. Coach Gibbs getting into it. And he said some things to Coach Gibbs. And Coach Gibbs took it. Like, that guy wants to win. I'm like, whoa. This dude here is my new big brother right here. Gary was a baller, bro.
Tim in D.C. Timmy, you're on. B. Mitch and Finley, what up?
Hey, guys.
But then again, I did see people getting in a fight in college. Go ahead.
Two things. Do we have a snowball's chance in hell to keep up with Buffalo scoring-wise? And I don't think so in their stadium.
And well, I just say the way that they've been playing, yes, we do.
I hope so. I mean Heinicke, I'm not saying him, but just in general, our running game is not a solid running game yet. So he can't do it all. And then part two, all fans need to write into the Pro Football Hall of Fame and select Brian Mitchell as a participant in the Hall of Fame.
You're damn right, Timmy. Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you, brother.
You're right about that. Let's squeeze in. Oh, Ahmet has tweeted me with a question.
Uh-oh.
This is funny.
Did he research my past or something?
Is there any sport that you think I could beat you at? I have beaten you at ping pong, for the record.
Yeah, once.
2 out of 3.
I was out.
It was 2 out of 3.
We didn't even finish the second game.
It was 2 out of 3, dude.
Any sport that you could beat me at losing.
That's not a sport.
Yes, it is.
I think I could beat you swimming.
I don't think you could beat me. I watched you that night. I'll beat you in swimming.
I was hammered that night.
Who wasn't? I'll beat you in swimming.
When we return.
We got to go we'll swim in the pond where I grew up.
No.
With the alligators in it.
No.
Why, you scared?
Are we going to Lafayette in the spring?
Yeah. CK, yes.
We could do the show from, that'd be a wild show. Yeah. I can only imagine a show from Lafayette, Louisiana.
We have crawfish etouffee and boiled crawfish, everything.
I want you to set the number. Landfill came up with this. It's a good idea. We're all going to answer this when we return. More Washington football team points scored, or I eat more buffalo wings in 2 nights in Buffalo? We're going to set that line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next, when we return, B. Mitch and Finley. Football Friday, Vodka Red Bull Friday, Ask B. Mitch Anything. There's a football game in less than 48 hours that matters a lot to the two men in this prison cell studio, to the two men in the aquarium, to
you
all the
right
people
again,
listening.
Man, you working on these hours now. You're good.
I know. Really, I'm really on a hot streak when it comes to math. We got one question here. Then Landfill's going to set a very important line. Josh in Annapolis, go ahead, buddy. Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Everybody.
So the question I have, with the hype around wide receivers, why do you think the posse of Monk, Sanders, and Clark don't get the credit that they deserve?
It's a good one. Thank you, Josh.
I think when you look at that team, and this, I don't think that team gets the credit they deserve, but I think when you look at the receivers out there, it was more of a run-first style offense, but they don't understand it. I think all three of them had 1,000 yards in 1 year or something of that nature, and Art is in the Hall of Fame. I think Gary could definitely be there.
Gary has better numbers than Michael Irvin.
Ricky had more big plays than, I think, any other receivers out there. But for some reason, Washington doesn't get the love and respect when it comes down to it. But you look at those, Gary would catch a hitch and go 75.
Has any president of the United States ever specifically called out a wide receiver during a Rose Garden ceremony?
Nope. But
there's only one, and his name is Ricky Sanders.
Hey, where's Ricky Sanders?
I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah, that's sweet.
You know, I don't want to dive into this, but maybe we know the reason Washington doesn't get much love in the Hall of Fame. Right. Same reason they don't get much love on Park Avenue from NFL headquarters.
Why?
Maybe we know it. They don't seem to get a lot of love, man.
Tell me why. What do we know?
Maybe they're not thrilled with the way they have eroded one of the franchises. One of the NFL's great franchises
this,
over the last 25 years.
This was happening before that ever started. So
it's very weird.
Yeah.
All right. Landfill had a very good idea where he wants to set a line of
really?
How many points will the Washington football team score versus how many buffalo wings I will eat in Buffalo, New York. I fly out tomorrow morning. Carl Grebe, and I think this is a little low on both accounts. Carl Grebe says over under 9 wings and 3 field goals for the Washington Bulls.
No.
That's too low.
Yeah,
I'm going to go over under. I think I put it at right around 20.
What is the Washington football team's team total on FanDuel or DraftKings, whoever?
Solid point there. It's really more of a prop bet, just will you eat more wings than they score points?
I would say yes.
So there's a couple important questions here, like exactly when are you getting to Buffalo?
So I will disclose my plans.
Yeah, give us your full itinerary.
Yeah,
and preferably addresses.
Just say I'll
as
be
well.
There a certain date. And then
I'm getting there tomorrow.
Okay,
and I'm gonna go play golf.
You gonna eat wings then? Probably.
Probably not.
So, wait, when tomorrow though? Are you getting there tomorrow?
I won't really settle into a big meal until tomorrow night, where Thurman Thomas is supposed to join us.
Yeah, you're going to a bar and you're gonna get buffalo
wings. Don't mean he's gonna join you.
Right, but he might.
He's going to be with Bruce. I think he's going to hang out with Bruce and Jim.
I said both of them could come.
But he's going to be hanging out with Jim as well.
Who's Jim?
And then
Kelly?
Andre. Yeah.
Text Thurman and tell him they're all welcome to join me for dinner.
The maximum.
I don't think you want to deal with that bill.
That's a fair point.
The maximum number of wings you're going to eat at this bar on Saturday night is 12.
I could maybe get to 20.
Not going
to
happen.
If none of us are there to count, he's going to get to 20.
Mitch will be there. Mitch will give you an honest count.
There's going to be how many wings do I order, and you're going to order 12.
I have a feeling we'll order like 200 for the table.
And Mitch will eat 100. It's 100.
So then I will keep a bones pile,
yeah,
and I will send you guys a picture. And I'd prefer not to hear about like eating the grizzle off the one part.
I don't eat the grizzle, but I don't want to see anything that's like looked like it was the fried skin part.
The total points for the Washington football team is 18.5.
That is right in line with how many wings I'll eat.
And then,
but I could also get wings Sunday night.
Yeah, you get two nights.
I'm gonna take the over
on him.
Yeah,
here's what I was thinking: you're gonna get wings Saturday night, and then in the press box for the Bills, they're also gonna have wings, and you're gonna eat wings.
They do beef on weck, which is like their big sandwich up
That's
there.
That's like more of a Rochester thing, so they're hacks as well. As being trash.
What?
You're not going to go over. I was thinking 24 was kind of the line, actually, for the wings you would eat.
Put the line at 22.5.
But it really only matters how many points they score. So if we're thinking that you'll eat around 22 wings, does Washington score more or less than 22 points? And I think we have to say that the under is like a pretty solid favorite here.
So you've got Washington going under my wing total?
Yeah, I think that's where we're trending.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so here's the other part of this is we'll have dinner Sunday night, and I'll have known how much Washington scored.
So, and so then you're basically cheating.
So in other words, you just told us that you're going to cheat.
So do you want to make it, will Washington outscore my Saturday night wing total?
Well, the answer to that's obviously going to be yes, because there's no way you're going to eat 20 wings.
What if? So when we did the wing eating contest and we raised that money for Catholic Charities DC, my guy, Father John Ensler.
You right. Damn near died.
But the problem was I had to eat those over 2 hours. They got cold and hard. I'm going to be able to focus on these wings Saturday night and just put them down.
You ate 25 wings that day, and I've never seen anyone more miserable in my life.
It was tough.
It was tough. You were horrified the entire time. You're not eating 25 wings Saturday night.
What is their team total? 18 and a half?
18 and a half.
Saturday night, can I get over the team total? Oh, my God.
I don't think you do it.
All right, so place your bets. Cody, bets?
Under 18 and a half.
Yeah. And what Mitch Tischler is the official arbiter of how many wings you have eaten.
And Mitch, he can't be just leaving all that meat on the bone.
He is the sole judge of this contest.
And I know you like to take care of when you're with him, but no, send pictures and we'll tell you.
Cody, you got to put Mitch Tischler in a tweet so he understands where he is. I don't know if he's listening.
I'll text him.
Okay. 18 and a half is the number for Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
You're going under, Cody. Landfill?
I'm also kind of going under.
B-Mitch is showing me exotic pictures. You going over under 18 and a half?
Over under 18 and a half wings?
Yeah.
How many, on what night? One night?
Saturday night.
I'm going to go under because I think you're going to be drinking too much to eat 18 wings.
I think you might also get slightly distracted by some other delicious foods that they have at that bar.
Tito's. You'll get distracted by Tito's.
I often get distracted by Tito's. To hell with all of you. I'm going over. I'm going to get this done. You have motivated me. Okay?
Okay.
What do I get if I go over?
Nothing. Game is over at 4. No, you finished around by 5. But you got,
hell, I'm finished like 8. But yeah.
8. Well, 8, and then you're going to be
no, but B, we're just doing Saturday night. We're excluding because...
Okay, well, therefore, there's no chance in hell. You say you're playing golf?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's going to be already wasted.
One problem that I have is when I drink...
Right.
Most people tend to get hungry.
No.
I just have zero interest in eating.
The thing is, you're just going to get so full on Tito's and like grapefruit juice, you're not going to eat those wings.
I'm going with that.
I'm kind of excited for you to eat as many wings as you can just as a point to try to like own B-Mitch, Cody, and I, and then have Washington score like 26 points and
No. We have specified the bet is their team total
of 18.5. Absolutely not.
No, you don't get to redo this. We all just bet on a number. Cody,
the entire
out here.
Point was, do they score more points? Do you eat more wings than Washington scores points?
Yeah.
If you know the number is 18.5, you can just say, screw it, I'm going to eat 19. That doesn't count. That's nothing.
But that
we all just agreed on that premise.
That big gut, little stomach mm-hmm. that he has might not make it anyway.
It is remarkable how I have a gut. But not a big eater.
The amount, I'm just
telling you. If it was Kit Kats, I could put them down.
We sat at the bar for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Watching football.
Maybe 6.
I grew a lot of wings. I ate 2 big pieces of what was cod. And he like, can I get a little piece? He can't eat.
I had like 3 mozzarella sticks. They were big mozzarella sticks, too.
No, they weren't.
They were kind of big.
No, they weren't.
We got a weekend parlay to settle up. We got heard it here first to settle up. We got to talk to Grant Paulson, get an official scouting report. I got a question.
Yeah.
So the Stallion is supposed to jump through these tables at 3:30 on the Grant and Danny program.
I think he's
Stallion is usually here well in advance of their show.
Oh, he's scared.
Unlike our show, the Grant and Danny show guys get here somewhere between 2 hours and 1 hour before their show starts.
Yeah.
Whereas our show guys usually get here somewhere between 7 and 20 minutes before our show starts.
Sometimes.
Stallion's still not here.
I think
we need to set odds on him backing out.
I'm starting to think worrying about the table shouldn't be a problem. I might be worried about him going through the floor. I mean, he's going to get some momentum going here at 295.
The new table they have in there, that black table, he's going to shatter that thing.
Yeah, any concerns about him not breaking the table are 100% gone.
That's why I'm worried about the floor.
The table is long and flimsy. He's going right through it.
This is not concrete.
I thought he had a real chance at the other table, the smaller, more compact
table. That small
table
is not sturdy enough for him.
Right. I think he could take that one down. But it's like, it's like I would put Shaq, a mortgage payment on him taking down that black.
The little table is like seeing Shaq in a smart car.
Right.
So he needs a big table to go.
It's a clown car situation.
Yeah.
But we're going to get official odds. We're going to set some things up with Grant Paulson. Plus, heard it here first, weekend parlay. Lot of outstanding debts to figure out here on the B. Mitch and Finley program.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In classic B. Mitch and Finley fashion, we have a lot of ground to cover in a very short amount of time. Let's start. Our guy Mitch Tischler is on the line. He has no idea why. I just asked him to call. Mitchell, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, tell everybody your Twitter handle.
Mitch_Tischler.
All right, there you go. You are there's a series of exotic wagers about how many wings I will eat Saturday night in Buffalo. Will you be a fair and honest jury and judge?
Absolutely, I will be.
He can't leave a lot of meat on the bones, Mitch. Seriously.
I have a threshold for the amount of meat allowed left on bones. I won't let JP cheat.
I feel like Mitch's threshold will be fair.
Okay.
Okay. Mitch, that was it, buddy. We appreciate you. I'll see you tomorrow in Buffalo.
What's the over-under we're going with here?
Well, these guys are full of it, and it was 18.5.
It's 19.5.
And now it's somehow 26. So
it's 19. Well, whatever it is, I just think he's going
to
be.
Lanfield wants me to eat more wings than Washington scores.
I'll text you the full explanation, Mitch.
If we're watching football from 7 a.m. to midnight, from 7 p.m. to midnight, that number better be north of 20.
We'll see.
It's going to be. It only counts on Saturday night.
Saturday night's wing total. I understand.
It's not all day.
All right, let's see what you got. I'll be a fair arbiter.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, buddy. Now we have Grant Paulson joining us live in the aquarium with Cody Betts and Lanfill.
Is that in one sitting or is that all night long?
It's kind of the same sitting. Thing, right?
No, one sitting is a meal that's 30 minutes, 40 minutes. If you're just casually watching sport, you could order four different orders of wings over four
but
and a half, 5 hours.
But you got to realize he's playing golf early, he's drinking, he's going to be drinking later, and he's going to probably be tipsy.
Be Mitch. If he doesn't eat 25 wings
have
in five
you,
hours.
Have you ever sat with this dude?
Yeah, it's
he has a little stomach.
It's not great.
Just a big gut.
It's not great.
I wish if there's a Kit Kat eating contest, I would dominate. That's the one.
I have
all of the space in the world for Kit Kats. That especially the Halloween size. Those
I think mine would be Thin Mints.
Sure. But we got to talk about the contest at hand here.
Yeah.
Give everybody a little explanation of what the hell you got going on in the other studio.
Yeah, so at 3:30 today, Ryan Clary, who you guys know who listen to this show as The Stallion, that's what you guys call him.
DDTS.
He is our assistant producer. He will be jumping off of the very desk that Danny and I use as our home office broadcast studio, and he will be jumping through a table. So we got this idea because, you know, it's big weekend. Washington and Buffalo.
Are y'all paying him?
Oh, no. There's no money involved here.
He's going to ask you for
something.
That's
why he hadn't showed up yet.
Are you a little alarmed that he's not here yet? Normally, he's here an hour in advance.
No. So here's what's going on is he doesn't even work on the show today. He's he's running the Nats game tonight. So Drab already has someone on standby in the event that something happens and Ryan can't work tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he wasn't even going to be here until later. He's coming in early to jump.
Oh, he's going to try to negotiate once he gets here.
He probably
will. We've seen it happen before.
It was very random. We were talking on air about how crazy the Bills tailgates are and how much I loved going to Buffalo. It was one of the coolest experiences on the beat I ever had. And we were just talking about how they jump through tables. And next thing you know, Ryan was talking a big game about how, you know, it'd be easy or whatever. So we said, why don't you jump through a table on Friday?
That's what he does all the time. He always says what he will do, and then when it comes down to it, he starts negotiating.
So I have faith that he's going to jump. I don't know if he's going to make it through the table.
So
I don't think that table can hold him.
He's a big fella. He says he's 280.
So I mean 295.
Yeah, as a big fella myself, whatever you say is not what you actually weigh.
Yeah, so he's 295.
You subtract 15 pounds is generally the way. No one's going to, like, put you on a scale.
Yeah.
I haven't told people my actual weight in a while. I always take about 12 off.
So the first table would be tough because it's concise. It's that 4 foot table.
Yeah.
Who brought in the black table?
Darius went and got the black table.
All right, Darius is a hell of a producer.
Yeah,
because Ryan the Stallion will pummel that table.
You think?
I think he'll pummel both of them.
I think so too. Actually, to be honest with you, and who knows
if he just sits
if he
the
goes through the first
table,
one
it
clean,
go, it might go.
Maybe we'll get him to go through the next one.
How?
Then he gonna really want to get paid.
The wild card in all of this is that we're talking about the Stallion. We're talking about Ryan. He has an innate ability to overcomplicate things and mess things up. He asked me to come on your show 2 weeks ago. He said, I'm very precise. 4 minutes later, he texted me, hey, I got the time wrong. So that's kind of who we're dealing with here. Landfill's convinced he's going to mess this up because that's kind of what he does. Are you not concerned that he could, like, trip, fall, hit the corner, the table stands or something?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm extremely concerned. Yeah, of course. I mean, I've been working with him for several months. It's very possible that this goes very badly. My number one concern is his health, frankly. I don't want the guy to get hurt.
I don't know where B. Mitch is going. Does anybody know where B. Mitch is
going? I think he's going to look at the table, maybe. But I am concerned about his health, number one. And number two, I think the only way he doesn't go through the table would be if he overthinks it. If, like, he gets up in midair and then does something that he didn't originally plan on, which is very possible.
And I'll add this, at 280 and undisclosed height, because none of us somehow can remember how tall this guy is.
5'10 and a half.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little bit of athleticism up there.
Not really.
Because you're kind of pinned. It's just, you got lights everywhere. I've gone up there to check it out. It's not, if he's going to try to jump, I think he needs to just fall like a tree in the woods.
I think he is sneaky athletic. I really do. He played a little high school baseball. I think he hit a couple bombs. I think he's got a little bit of talent.
Cody Betts, I feel like you know Stallion the best. Do you think he's sneaky athletic?
No. I cannot imagine him doing anything athletic. Come on, Grant.
I think he's sneaky athletic.
Like doing what?
Did he play varsity baseball?
Oh, yeah. He played varsity
baseball.
Until
he shattered his arm.
That's true. He did get hurt.
That's another wild card in all this. He has a bad arm.
Well, that was the funniest thing ever is CK on the air, we bring him in. He's like, yeah, no problem. We'll do this. And, you know, we get off the air, and he's like, I think everything will be fine, whatever. He's young. He's 21. He can't get hurt. So then I'm walking by CK's office like 5 minutes later, Brian, and Ryan's in there, and he goes, or wherever they were talking, and he goes, so you just make sure that you don't land on your arms. Like, I'm worried about a broken arm. And Ryan's like, oh, I definitely won't land on my bad arm. And CK's like, you have a bad arm? You're 21. How do you have a bad arm? What is that? He shows his arm. It's got scars all over it. Like, what do you mean you have a bad arm?
I think y'all need to put some pillows underneath.
So last thing I want to say real quick is this. My whole idea with this, though, is it's the Groundhog's Day thing. So, like, if he gets through the table, Washington's going to win. If he just plops right down on the table, dead fish style, they lose the game. To me, this is how I will pick the game this weekend. If he crashes through, big, fat, juicy dub. If he doesn't, they're losing ugly.
He's crashing through that table. I don't know that it will correspond to what happens in Buffalo on Sunday afternoon. We got to run. Grant, thank you. Everybody tune in. Grant and Danny on next. 3:30. Stallion's going to break a table or break his face. Cody Betts, quickly give me the weekend parlay. Landfill.
It's over Ravens, Lions, over Bucks, Rams, Cardinals -7.5, Chargers +7, Josh Allen over 36.5 rushing yards.
What's it pay?
I don't know, 2,600, something like that.
How much are you putting on it?
It sounds like it's Bill Goodman. I'm going to go 20.
I'm sure we'll match the 20. I kind of like it. I'll go 5. Your standard dollar, landfill?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who knows? Maybe Monday we'll be rich. B-Mitch and I have a Subway bet that I don't even remember what it's about, but I'm excited to find out. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to our guests today. Barry Svrluga, Will Brinson, Deami Brown. Thank you to all the callers. Everybody stay tuned for Grant Danny. It's going to be wild. Stallion has an innate ability to mess things up, so stay tuned. Thank you all for listening. You made it this far. I owe you beer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.